Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. You can find all our episodes on awakeningpodcast.org. We're also on BitChute and Rumble. And I've got four other podcasts, The Meditation, The Crypto, The Learn Polish, and The Speaking Podcast. As well as being a podcasting coach, you'll find everything on buyer.link/podcaster. My guest today is Lithuanian, but from in Chicago, moved to Chicago, and she's the founder and CEO of Inessa's Hemp. Inessa Ponomariovite. I don't know, did I do your surname justice? I apologize. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me here today. I think you did an amazing job, better than most Americans here. So thank you so much.
No problem. So I know we're going to be talking about hemp and everything. So I suppose let's just kind of talk about your own kind of story first, how this all started.
Story is definitely very big, so I don't want to overwhelm the audience. And as one of my PR directors, she even gave up on me. She says, I love you too much and there's too much about you. I don't even know how to represent you anymore, because every time I talk to her, I learn like a new thing about you, that you are fully involved. So I'll make it very simple. The story started when I was actually living in Lithuania. And I just was one of those regular families working really hard and following the core values of family, hard work, integrity. And of course, I was very ill. I had all kinds of health conditions, and my mother used to take me to the doctor. And of course, more doctors you visit, you would think you would get better, but sadly, it turns into opposite. So by the age 24, 25, when I was already living in the United States, I was pretty miserable, I would say. I was a walking dead, like majority of people out there, full of disease and having no answers from any medical field except going to emergency room consistently and getting medications again and nothing for long-term fix. So I changed my diet. I changed my lifestyle. I said, these people, medical industry is no longer serving me, since I'm not getting any better over the decade. I'm getting worse. So just those little few changes led me to major improvements and eventually being completely disease-free. So I kind of planted a seed that I trust the holistic lifestyle, the holistic medicine more than the pharmaceutical route, because it gave me more results in 1 year than being sick and visiting the doctors every month in 10 years. So, but that wasn't enough to kind of start my journey. But it was definitely a strong seed planted in my brain and my soul. So what happened is, when I finally got my life together, which is, as you mentioned, I came from Lithuania. I didn't have any kind of type of strong beginnings here. I had lots of struggles and lots of hard times. And I went through domestic abuse relationship and multiple other things, been targeted by human traffickers and you name it. So that led me to try to focus to get my life together, which is strong mindset, you know, relationship with God. That led me to become successful, I would say, and get everything in order. But that wasn't enough. So when I finally got my life together, I said, this is it. This is American dream. It's like you have like a nice apartment, you have a nice car, you go out on the weekends. And I knew that I'm looking for my purpose. And I was asking God, universe, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? What is my purpose? And within 1 year of asking God to tell me what's my purpose, I received that call that changed my life and thousands of many people's lives. So, and that was my mother. She said that she actually got diagnosed with cancer. She told me that she has 6 months left to live. And that led us to, she was like in a panic mode, but that led me to realization and this major download of happiness and tears of joy. Like, I saw how I'm doing whatever it takes to help my mom, doing without the pharmaceutical route. And I saw exactly what I'm doing today, helping thousands of people to overcome the same illnesses. So the same day she called me, the same day I went on the mission to find a cure for cancer, spent 27,000 hours worldwide, on research, so worked in Mexico clinics, worked with them until today, working with the most genius doctors in the world. So that led me to help my mom. And after she was diagnosed cancer-free, no radiation, no chemo, that also helped me, led me to help other people and share the knowledge. And that's how I became a consultant, I would say, for this specific field and helping people with cancer or multiple other health conditions. So that's my story. Again, there's a lot of details in between and a lot of things and happened, and there's a lot of corruption happened where I got so excited and was thinking the whole world's going to support me for finally finding the cures and helping people and sharing the knowledge. But I was so naive and I realized like I'm really going this whole thing by myself against everybody except the good people that really don't know about the system that they live in, and they've been really, I would say, brainwashed. So so that led me to become like a holistic health expert coach, whatever you call that. I call myself PhD in results. People say, what kind of diplomas do you have in a medical field? What medical school did you go to? I said, I helped more people than any doctor I know from Harvard or any other Stanford University to become disease-free. So my diploma is PhD in results. So we provide results, and we provide them super quickly. Within 2 weeks, people start seeing results. So yeah, that's my story, starting the holistic journey, and been in there, still learning. 27,000 hours passed by. I'm still excited. I'm still connecting to the highest, most beautiful brains in the world, and working to figure out how to hack human body and disease faster. As you grow, you want to do things faster, more efficient, more people. So now we're focusing on that a lot. And of course, hemp was one of those things where I had to step in the industry and bring some justice there.
Beautiful. And I mean, you mentioned there that your mother didn't get a chemotherapy, because like that's, I've seen so many people that go down that route and they don't come out of it, and it's just pushed. And I mean, obviously when you've done all your research, you see there was a lot of people that had different things for curing cancer, and they're all shut down, locked up or whatever, whereas they push all this medical industry, they push all these drugs, patient for life, tablets for life, you know, they cure you for one thing and you're on medication. Like you mentioned, when you were younger, you were sick. I was the same. I was sick all the time. My mom was doing the best, bringing me to the doctor, and it was like antibiotics constantly. And which, when you find out later, like, I don't take any medication now. You know, I don't go to the doctors, don't go to the hospital. I eat as natural and as organic as I can. And I think most people, they pass their sovereignty or freedom, whatever, to the doctor, thinking they've got their best interest at heart. And unfortunately, 95, maybe even higher, it's their loyal to the dollar. And the whole industry, from when they even go to college, has been corrupted. Because I even asked a few doctors around the world, what percentage did you study on doing natural remedies and herbs and stuff like that? Zero. And that is sad when we know how good they are. And a lot of the patents that are created are from nature.
Thank you. And I really want to fill you up here. Just a couple of facts. First of all, if we help humanity today to become disease-free, we lose about 50% of economy, United States dollars. Like, we literally losing economy in America. That means America immediately. And I love this country. I really, truly think no matter how much of negative we have here, I still think this is the best country in the world, because you have options. You have a way to choose. But with that being said, like, we would lose economy if we helped these people to become disease free. That's number one fact, because the country runs on these money, right? So the second thing is, doctors forget about, they never been taught about the medical school about the herbal remedies. They actually not even allowed to practice anything outside the protocol, which is, they gonna be the threat. I personally know Jennifer Daniels, she's a doctor from Harvard. and she became on terrorist list in the United States, the graduate from Harvard, born and raised in America, fully American citizen. And she can't live here because she was actually telling patients to take vitamin D, take vitamin C, and she was just helping patients to get better. So she got banned from this country. She can't live here anymore. Like, she's a terrorist. So, and this is a Harvard graduate, right? So they don't allow you practice anything outside their schedule. And yes, people are been taught to go in the system. So when something bad happens, where do you go? You go see someone with a white coat. And this white coat gives you results. And you've been structured to believe in the white coat. And the white coat has been structured and designed to give you drugs and nothing else but drugs. So what they did, they created demand and they created these trusted white coats that are actually following someone's agenda. So, and it's going to get you, and it's such a vicious cycle. So in order to break the cycle, you have to go outside the box, just the way I did, and I say, what can I do better for myself? Where is the information? Yes, you're not going to find this information a lot of times on Google, because that's getting censored also. So you have to really kind of talk around Google as much as you can, I guess, dig in and ask people's and pull people's shoulder and say, can you please talk to me? Can do you know somebody? So, and you just have to dig in. Yes, it takes time. Everyone is busy in these days. But with that being said, it's your health. This is your wealth. You have nothing else besides your health. So you'll have to spend time if you don't have an expert helping you. So I totally agree with you. I've seen it firsthand. Already been under warning signs. I was told very, very dark things to my face. At this point, I just realized, okay, I'm not going to probably win against the fight everybody, but I can save people around me and everybody comes towards me. So it was a very hard reality check.
Excellent. And you mentioned about Google and all the stuff come down. I had written a book. I didn't publish it because I was told I'd be whacked if I published it. But basically, I then, when the craziness happened in the last few years, I said, yeah, people are after waking up a lot more than what they were. Half the stuff was gone because I'd write about something, but I'd have a link. And talking to a lot of my guests, because I guess like pharmacists, a lot of doctors and everything, same thing, all the stuff has been removed. So I use Brave. Brave tends to be better than Google, but it's a sad case when something like that happens. And just on the AI as well, because a lot of people, they're putting their trust now in AI and they do ChatGPT and they're saying, what's this? And they're believing the answer. ChatGPT lies. And people must know that. And a lot of it is actually down to the question you ask. And like, say, is such a thing safe? Instead of saying, is it dangerous? And it's just as simple as the question you ask, because they tell you what you want to hear. So with the hemp, because, you know, there's the CBD, you might just tell people the difference first. I wouldn't know.
I might shock everyone's brain right now if there's any CBD users out there. CBD is a pharmaceutical drug. It's not natural. It's a synthetic compound, doesn't exist on the plant. And that's what they wanted people to know. Sadly, if you've been brainwashed again in a massive scale, because in the United States, you see CBD everywhere. Basically it's in gas stations, it's everywhere. But what happened is, if you're going to go on very smart Google is going to tell you that CBD is patented by Food and Drug Administration as a drug for epilepsy. It's called Epidiolex. So as we both know, if the compound from the nature is patented as a drug, it must be not natural. So if it's not natural, then what it is? What that really does to you? What's the extent to it? So I just can tell this, that CBD is a second version of a compound that they don't want you to know about. It's called CBDA. And CBDA is original compound in the Mother Nature given by God that actually cannot be patented. It's 1,000 times stronger. it actually matches your endocannabinoid system, which is, we can talk about this in a minute, way better than CBD, and is not controlled by anybody except people. So CBDA is something where it's been suppressed for the last many, many years, and that's why there's not enough science. But now the science are picking up from the COVID news, because COVID came out 2 years ago, and right after they rolled the vaccines, that was another solution scientifically proven from actually Oregon University, saying that CBDA can actually protect you and your body, spike proteins to enter your body and locks these receptors. That means the compound that is completely natural belongs to God, nature, and humans, right? They cannot be controlled by anybody except us, people, humanity, can prevent you from getting COVID. That, just imagine how strong of this information was. So since we are the first CBDA company, all the news channels called us out. Like my PR director was busy just answering everyone and booking nonstop mainstream media, because they didn't even know what CBDA is. And from the moment I started educating mainstream media, certain channels changed my interviews. Instead, giving me the full speech I did, 8 minutes, 7 minutes on some NBC, ABC affiliates in Denver, they actually put this in writing and instead giving the whole information, because I was sharing with the news in the world how CBDA is a natural compound. Of course, it's protective from COVID. Of course, it's going to help empower your system. And CBD is a drug. So sadly, that information got immediately switched and changed. Even the news outlets watched out and looked out for me. So with that being said, that tells you something. But that was good enough or strong enough point where it brought awareness, and the science right now finally putting attention towards the CBDA in the last couple of years, which is beautiful to see that. I know affects myself, because we provide the product for thousands of people and I see it, what it does to you. But at the same time, it's always good to have scientific backing up, literature papers or white papers, whatever, something to prove people what we have to say is the truth. So yeah, those are two important things you need to know, that there is no CBD in the plant. There's only CBDA. In order to turn CBDA into CBD in the formula that is patented by pharmaceutical companies, you have to use harsh temperatures, solvents. The things are not healthy for you or the plant. And that's how you turn the product into the CBD. And that's how this product and compound belongs to pharmaceuticals. And I just find out that this year, actually, pharmaceuticals start calling out the CBD companies and saying, hey, you're selling our compound. It's patented by the Food and Drug Administration. And isn't that amazing how they did and allow these business owners to do like wide marketing for and awareness on CBDA, on CBD, I'm sorry. And after everybody knows what CBD is, now they're shutting down these little companies and say, don't sell our compound, since everybody knows right now it belongs to us, and we're going to put on their prescription. It's not on the prescription yet, but it's getting to that point very soon.
I had seen that they were really regulating it, just having a few of the bigger boys, and then they just come in and it's probably themselves. I mean, I'd say if there's any big companies, it's probably owned by BlackRock and Vanguard for, you know, having the shares in these, because anything in the world is like that. But if we go back a kind of 100 years or so, like with the hemp, because there was loads of materials that were made with hemp. I believe Ford built a car with hemp and was running on hemp. And then all of a sudden, they just kind of destroyed it. And then they started making it look like that was cannabis, and they just destroyed it internationally.
Exactly. So we have a history to show. First of all, there's no THC in the hemp plant too. The hemp plant that we had hundreds and thousands of years ago that we used, there was no THC. It's THCA. And now another thing what I have to say is, in original plan that nobody wants to talk about, there is no high levels of THC or THCA. It's very low levels. And the levels are sold today on the market has nothing to do with original plant. Those are genetically engineered seeds in the laboratories. Increased mega dose of THC levels were allows children to smoke, and they still categorizing this under this holy innocent plant. So when people say you sell CBD, it's like, no, like, what kind of CBD are you talking about? We don't sell CBD products. In fact, I don't promote. I'm not a pro CBD person. I'm not pro hemp person. What's on the market today? I'm pro what we had hundreds or thousands of years ago, because that version is suppressed. Yes, Nestle's hemp, we promote only that version, and that's what we have, but majority don't, because the pharmaceuticals re-engineered the plant so many ways to the point where you don't even know which one is original version. So, and they allowing these people, special children, to smoke and say, you guys want this holistic medicine, take it. No, we want the one we had 100 years ago, not the one you guys engineered from 3% of THC, which is barely makes you high ever, to 50% of THC, which just destroys your brain. I'm like, those are different things we're talking about. And on the top, there is no regulations. That means you can pour in that bottle whatever you want, and you will be not, nobody's going to keep you accountable for that. There's additives to keep you addicted to the product, and you don't even know why you're buying the CBD. You're just spending $60 every month, and you don't even know why. It's not really helping you, because I physically met business owners where they literally pour the most dangerous substances just to keep people addicted to the product. So there is no regulations. So, and the product is essential to us, the plant. It's essential to us. I would like to speak about how endocannabinoid system that God gave us. And, you know, so it's very sad what's happening, because today, if I talk to mainstream media, which as I do consistently, almost on a weekly basis, I am federally not allowed to speak on your own endocannabinoid system. Which is, it's almost saying I'm not allowed to speak on your vision or your heart or your liver and educate people what that magical system does to your body and how you should empower, which is, I'm talking about CBDA, CBGA, terpenes, cannabinoids, and all that stuff. So it's not allowed. It's literally federally illegal for me to go in a mainstream and educate you about something, what you're born with, and what God gave you.
And if you look at like the FDA, like they're getting paid by the pharmaceutical companies. That's a conflict of interest straight away. And I have seen so many, like I read a load of books, so many companies destroyed by the FDA that were doing natural stuff. You know, like these are not on our side. And, you know, the fact that they push regulation when it's not on, you know, on the bad boy side, it's okay. But when it's somebody else, they really kind of, so do you have to go through regulation with what you're doing? Are they kind of annoying you?
I just can tell you this, that every single month they purchase my product and they purchase all three SKUs, and I see where the shipment goes, and the shipment goes to the FDA testing facilities. So the good news is we provided the product, the category and standard of quality we actually put on the market doesn't even exist. Like, they can't come up with something. And because the testings we do, not single one company in the United States test these little bottles in parts per billion. From every microtoxin, lead, mercury, mold, bacteria, you name it, to prove the quality. So we don't have really CBD, we don't have THC, because that's what they hunt you for, because I'm not pro these compounds myself. I'm pro the natural version that has been way more effective. So we have this natural version, and the other ways they can get me is by finding some certain toxins in the product, and there's none. In the most extensive testing, the testing that I wanted to do doesn't exist. There's not another testing for that. This is literally the highest level. And it's pages on pages on each bottle tested. So in you also, when you purchase the bottle, on the bottom of the bottle, you see like a number. So that number provides you lab results that you can physically see. Go on our website, and see those lab results, and you can find out exactly what's in your bottle and trace everything about your bottle. You can know every single detail what's in that bottle by FDA registered laboratories. So I used their techniques for testing to prove that we have consistent quality on each bottle. Most companies skip and they test something years ago and they run the whole business on that lab testing. We test each bottle. So not single bottle ever skipped on the market without that major testing. So they can't find anything on me. They're trying. They've been trying really hard. I mean, so far they just giving me income because they're purchasing these bottles on the full price.
Like you just briefly mentioned, but I think it's very important about the mold, the lead, the mercury in other stuff that people wouldn't be aware of. I mean, that is like, I just know lead because they used paint the cots with that years ago, knowing how bad it was. They had it in the fuel, knowing how bad it was. And then we had to get unleaded fuel. Like when you look at everything, it's orchestrated to attack humanity. And like, it looks like other products have a lot of these things, even though they're kind of saying organic and everything. And just on a totally different thing for organic, I remember reading one thing, because I get eggs from my local farmer, but just even researching that, they have all the chickens in places where they open the door. If they go out, that's up to them, and that's classed as organic. So the trickery in organic is scary.
It is very scary. That's why I invented and started a completely new standard. It's called Beyond Organic. Because when I investigated these, so the way I started this product in the first place, I, as a health coach and someone who truly works with full passionate in the heart with people and cares about people the way I care about my mom, I said, I need to find the product because we have this beautiful endocannabinoid system that is essential to empower with these cannabinoids because God wants us to do that. This is part of it's be mimicking the plant. It's essential to us to have it. So I need to find the best product on the market. So I literally investigated 17 companies. Instead of trusting their marketing materials, I physically walked in each of those companies and facilities. I said, don't show me or don't tell me, show me. It's like, what do you want to see? I said, I want to pick the sample from the batches you guys have here and test it in my own laboratory. I paid for these samples. I sent it soil samples. I visited farmers. I visited main productions to production manufacturers in states. And you would be surprised. That's why I was devastated what I saw. I said, you guys are promoting this drug. Plus, your drug is loaded with toxins. Oh, we're still organic certified. I said, I don't care about organic certification. You guys are still testing positive for metals. I said, that's going to kill people. Oh, well, the hemp is a soil cleaner. It's hard to grow hemp without, you know, without him like attaching to the toxins. I said, but that's what it's called integrity. You guys have to work a little extra harder, a couple of years with no income or whatever, figure out something just the way I did figure out. I said, you can do this to people, but we still have organic certification. I said, I don't care about organic certification. I care about you physically have metals in your body that are going to go to consumer's mouth and you saying that you're still fine or I'm fine to promote your product because it's still under organic logo. Well, how this is okay? Because organic still allows you certain parts per billion, allows you almost everything, literally almost everything. So, and I'm not happy with that because our bodies and functions in parts per trillion. And when I saw all these number one marketed companies in America, physically visited them, I said, this is not going to work for not me, not my body, not my people's bodies, not anybody I ever know. And that's why I had to figure out what I'm going to do. And I call out the number one world's experts who actually discovered human endocannabinoid system. And I said, I need help. Like, nobody's doing what's right. I said, are you guys aware of what's going on in the industry? And they wished me good luck. It's like, yeah, we know. Good luck changing it. So it's like, but when we produced the product, both world leaders joined the team. They're both promoting it, Nessa's hemp. They're both supporting it. They don't trust any other product more than Nessa's. So one of them just passed away recently, the doctor from Israel. So with that being said, sadly, they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know that you have your own endocannabinoid system that is responsible to regulate hundreds and thousands of systems in your body. In the beginning, when you're born, you have, it's called cannabinoids. You're producing your own. It's like a little manufacturer you have going on in your body. You're producing those cannabinoids, and they strategically, nicely, actually really regulates your body systems. But when you get exposed to toxins, mold, or stress, or everything, you start losing your endocannabinoid system production. So that means your system that is responsible for many other systems in the body, it starts losing the power. It doesn't produce enough of those mimicked cannabinoids for you to support other systems in the body. That means you have to fill your tank with something clean and effective, which is CBDA, full spectrum, tested in parts per billion, because your body tests and body goes in parts per trillion. And there is no testing, sadly, in American parts per trillion. I wish, because I would be the first one to test to prove our quality. And you need to have, and you need to empower that system. And if today we had America taking hemp product to empower their own endocannabinoid system, half of the country would be off the pills in the next 90 days. So this is like a threat for them.
And like, is it grown in the States, or are you actually having it somewhere else in the world?
It's grown in the States, and it's grown in a very magical place in Oregon. And I took me 2 years to just develop the soil. So 2 years, we worked really hard. We got cows from Japan, 19 generations, no vaccines, so that they can give us healthy microbiome from the gut to feed the soil, just like thousands of years ago, you know, when the way Jesus was actually bringing the hemp to heal his people. Like, do you think he was extracting CBD and putting some organic fertilizers, like, and growing hemp? No, it was all natural. That's exactly how we created. So yes, I had to do certain tricks to deactivate the chemtrails, because I don't believe...
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, because that's something I've seen all the patents for that. And I know people think they don't exist, but I know that there's people after exposing the toxins that are coming from the sky. And I'm just wondering, you know, is it in
No, they definitely destroy your microbes in the soil, and we are able to protect from that. So we definitely, that's what I said, it took us a couple of years of just to get ready off the ground, just the soil. Because as I mentioned earlier, hemp itself is a soil cleaner. Hemp is like medicine. It can be your medicine, it can be your clothing, it can be, you can build the home, you can build car, and you can clean the soil. You can do so much with hemp. It's really like one plant that literally does it all. You can sustain your whole family for the rest of your life on one plant in any possible aspect. So with that being said, the hemp plant naturally is a soil cleaner. What do I mean by that? It's like a little magnet, which is the roots, or grabs basically every possible toxin from miles away. So in order to grow hemp for medicinal purposes, where it doesn't grab these chemtrails or toxins in the soil, you have to be extra careful. You have to be beyond careful. You have to execute the standards the way we did, beyond organic, because it's itself grabbing everything. So you have to be very careful growing for medicinal purposes, because it's like a little sponge, you know, grabs everything from the soil.
Is there, because I've seen people that are showing like a resin in a bucket with copper pipes that are kind of keeping the skies clear around the thing. Is that something that you're aware of, or does it, because it's hard to know, does it actually work?
No, it really grabs the toxins. It's like a magnet for toxins. But also, it's great if you want to use hemp to clean the toxins. But then if you want to use hemp for medicinal purposes, you have to remember that plant is loaded with these toxins right now inside the plant. So when you extract it, they're not going to disappear anywhere. So you have to make sure you take precautions to really extract carefully and grow carefully, which is the way we did. That's why it took us years to just get the whole thing, get ready and going, you know, because preparing the soil, getting the right genetics, harvesting with our technology, with like handcraft only, And then, of course, extracting where you leave all these living compounds and the heartbeat to the finished bottle. This is a process. It takes us weeks and weeks just to make one batch to produce and put on the market.
It's incredible at such a young age that you have gone to such efforts to create something so incredible. It's very impressive.
It was not me. It was God pushing me through this whole thing. I was just used by him, you know, and he just used me as a physical being, I guess, on this earth. But keep in mind, I'm coming from a lot of pain. I've been miserable. My whole family's been miserable. And seeing people being miserable and others taking advantage of that, it hurt me. And I said, somebody has to make the change. Somebody has to bring the change. And I know what plant is capable of doing for the human health. But then at the same time, like, knowing there's no product on the market can help these people, and it's only pharmaceutical drug, which is CBD. I'm like, somebody has to step in and bring justice in this industry. So it's not easy. And I knew, because one of my Harvard doctors, he's one of the top cannabis experts who wished me good luck on my project. He said, if you will succeed, I'll be very proud of you. And when I did succeed, I sent him my sample. He says, wow. So he said that it's going to be hard. He told me, you're going to go against everybody. And, you know, and he warned me. And he says, you might be in the blood and tears. And I said, I'm totally fine with that. As long as we're bringing what's the best for people.
Brilliant, brilliant. So, like, you mentioned about your mother with the cancer, but, like, I've seen a lot of the testimonials on your website. You might just let people know the different things, the benefits that it can actually bring.
So, with that being said, first of all, as I mentioned, our bodies, we're born with this beautiful God-given endocannabinoid system that government or federal government doesn't want me to talk about. And they don't want me to educate you about your own organ, your own receptors. So I guess that's so essential where they don't want you to even know about it. So with that being said, that system is literally responsible for your spleen, prostate, brain. We have brain receptors. So that system is responsible to control other systems. So for example, when you empower your own endocannabinoid system with NASA's hemp, you might, each person has different results. For example, everybody noticed like improvement on inflammation, sleep, benefits on like well-being, like your moods, but also people report like, Inessa, my spleen feels better. Inessa, my liver feels better. Inessa, my gut, I'm flushing toxins are coming out from my gut. It regulates central nervous system. If you have depression, I seen my housekeeper when she started working with me, she's been on medications. She's been off the medications for almost 4 years now. Why? Because she's taking NSS. So with that being said, it works on your mental, works on your physical, and each person has a little bit different imbalance because all of us have different exposure to toxins or different, each person has different imbalances. Keep in mind, the product will bring a balance for the each person differently. Maybe you have warts. Maybe you have a herpes infection going on consistently. You know, it's going to help you with that. So I seen from people helping to get pregnant, to improving cancer pain, from depressions, inflammation, sleep, athletes using, I'm working closely with some UFC athletes myself. He's 8th in the world. They're recovering his muscle. So I seen it from any possible use, like literally any possible use. I use it for my wrinkles too. Like I load myself up. People saying it helped improve my vision. It helped improve my hair growth, my skin. It's just so much. It's literally like unlimited. It's like unlimited benefits. It's everything in once. That's why I tell my customer service, I said, guys, you can't ever fail in the customer service when people ask you the question, because this one little product can affect every organ in the body in a positive way.
So, like, it's in liquid form. So is it that you just put it directly in your mouth, or do you mix it with water, or do you mix it with a green juice or something? How's it taken?
I always put under the tongue because it's the best way to absorb it. And I also put in my skin, especially when I fly a lot. So my skin gets dry on the plane. So I also put in my belly button. So that helps a lot when I go to sleep. I also put on the back on my neck because that area actually stimulates and sends all over the body, delivers the medicine all over the body. So I really use it in multiple ways, you know, and be actually about to come up with very beautiful new skills. And that's going to be a big surprise for the cancer world. We're putting some two powerful compounds together that cannot be patented. That means it's going to belong to people and it's going to be controlled by people. So it's going to belong to all of us. So I'm super excited. Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And are you just doing it in America, or do you manufacture anywhere else, and do you ship internationally?
We try not to ship international, because what happens is when we ship the product, we promise you we're going to ship, but your customs might hold you back. So we can be responsible for that. Even if we don't mention like hemp or anything on the packaging, but sometimes customs have a question and see if we don't like it and we're going to send it back. So at this point, sometimes they don't send it back to us. So we lose the product. We have no product, even you pay us. And you have, it just feels bad for the customer. So because there's not, from the moment it leaves our warehouse, we have no responsibility. We have no way to be responsible for. So a lot of times customers asking for, and we have no way to find the product, because if customers decided not for you not to have it, there's not much we can do. So people lose money and sometimes people don't. So it's really 50-50. If somebody likes to gamble, I said, go for it. You might, because people do get a product sometimes. Even Australia, we got lucky a few times. They're just so strict. Australia is so strict. Even Canada, we passed a few times. So strict with Canada. And we're able to get lucky a few times. But again, it's not something we want to promise. So United States, it's easy.
And in the States, because is it that it's no... everybody, like in the 50 states, that it's kind of legal? Because I know that it wasn't legal at one stage, like, even though I know that it's pure health and it's natural, but that's how they do this. Is it that in the 50 states that it's
so it's legal and it's illegal? That's why it's such a gray zone, right? It's just amazes me how you can, let's say if you go on the plane, it says federally illegal because the sky is the federal property, right? That's, you go on the federal property, you can't take on the plane. But then you can be in the state, which is like, doesn't allow you to have, I've been in the states where it doesn't allow you to have CBD or THC, and I have my products. It's like, okay, it doesn't matter. As long as you don't go on this, like on the plane and federal, which is, that's their job to tell. It's very gray area. It's very hard to tell what's going on, to be honest with you. Sometimes they don't know themselves. Like, especially when I start talking about CBDA, I said, this is none of those categories. It's like, oh, you're not supposed to bring THC, not supposed to do this. I said, this is none of those. This is not a CBD and this is not a THC. This is, you're talking about the pharmaceutical drugs. We have CBDA and THCA. It's like, oh, we don't even know what that is. It's like, that's right. So like, they're not even educated. Like there's not, I'm telling you, it's, they suppressed CBDA for so many years, and by mistake, by some very genius scientist who decided to do some research to spike proteins, and he used CBGA with CBDA. If it wasn't for him, until today, nobody would be talking about CBDA. The science and scientists would be sitting and trying, wondering all about the CBD only. So it came out by mistake. They're not happy about it. So, and I was the first person to get interviewed all day long with mainstream media. And of course, channels changed that from talking interview to the print interview. And they decided to say things, whatever they want to say. So.
Is there any European countries that are actually okay with it?
Oh, you would be surprised. We just tried to ship our products in Europe, and it had been under 3 years process to get in European Union and everything. The interesting stuff in Europe, this is how they trick you guys in Europe. This is what they did. They said CBD is legal. So all these people, they really believe hemp is legal. But they forgot to tell you the most important part. And I find out this because I had to apply these documents with the government. So I had to explain which part of hemp goes in the bottle. I had to explain everything. So I was in 3-year process of documentation, and they allow from the hemp plant only leaves, not cannabinoids or the compounds like CBD or terpenes, the medicinal portfolio. They don't allow you medicinal portfolio to be legal in Europe. When they say hemp is legal in Europe, they mean hemp leaves, the ones that don't do much. They just, there's not much of medicinal power there. They're not going to empower your endocannabinoid system as much as the buds, the head of the hemp, like where it's like the old medicinal portfolio is growing. It's like looking beautiful. I'm happy to send pictures afterwards so you can put people for just to take a look. So that part is not allowed to. But yes, hemp is legal, but they forgot to tell which part of hemp, like the medicinal one or the leaves.
I've exposed a bit on the EU as well. A lot of people think EU is good, but no, when you dig deeper, it's not for us either. But maybe, I know we have to wrap this up, but I know maybe the sovereignty route might help with all this postage and everything, because I'm going deep into that you're, you know, you're stepping outside of this system that they have control over us, because, like, you know, you mentioned it's God's product and your, you know, flowing through you to share this with the world. Who gave them the right to control us and tell us what we can't do? And everything that they push on us is not natural, you know. So, like, it's a case of trying to understand the sovereignty route of stepping out of that. And that's something that I've been spending the last few years on. And I hope that I see a lot more working on that. And hopefully combining the two, it'll get it international, because I think it's badly needed. Listen, Inessa, thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. You might let people know how they can get in contact with you.
Yeah, absolutely. The easiest way to contact me and any possible questions you guys have, it's going on Inessa's Hemp. So it's N-E-S-A-S, nessashemp.com. And we have a customer service there almost 24/7, extra 5 days a week, but still... so we have a beautiful support. So if you have any questions towards your health transformation or product or any other questions, lab results, anything you have, so you're welcome to reach out, and the customer service will reach out to me with the questions you have. So I would be happy to help answer anything your heart desires.
Yeah, I'll make sure I put the link both on the audio and the video. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you so much for allowing me to share. And hopefully the audience know that how to choose safe and effective products, make sure they understand, and hopefully people will take step right now to educate themselves about their own endocannabinoid system. And because that is in you, you're born with it, and you just need to know what that is and what the role takes over you in your body and how it can change your life for the best.
Excellent. That's all for the Awakening Podcast. You'll find all our episodes on awakeningpodcast.org. As mentioned, we're on BitChute and Rumble. And you'll find my further podcasts along with my coaching on bio.link/podcaster. Be sure to give us a thumbs up, 5-star rating, share with your friends. Really helps. Until next week, take care.